And welcome to Naughty Talk. This is your boy Sapien the Goat, and I'm here with my co-host Grand Hefe. Your boys are back, man. We are so happy to be back. How you doing, Grand Hefe?
Yeah, I'm doing good, bro, man. It's always a good time. Naughty Talk back. Y'all already know what time it is.
You
Finna
already
turn
know what
up.
time it is. Naughty Talk, man. Where as a nation, we must advance our technique and our intelligence. I know everybody out there has probably been wondering, the few listeners that we had, what happened to Naughty Talk? Life happens, you know, life happens. We were very busy, man. I know I was dealing with my bachelor's degree at that time, and right now I'm doing my MBA, so I'm still very busy with a whole nother 1-year-old on my shoulder, a puppy,
Yeah.
and a pregnant fiance. So I'm definitely a very busy man. And Graham went off to venture into Unpopular Opinion Podcast. If y'all not subscribe to that, make sure y'all subscribe to that Unpopular Opinion Podcast, where he's gonna bring you all of the inside sports, news, interviews, and more. And me and Graham was just thinking that we needed to bring Naughty Talk back for a lot of reasons. One, we miss just chopping it up. Me and Graham always talk on the phone. We do this on the phone when y'all not even listening.
I was about to say,
And
yeah, this we have Naughty Talk on the phone.
yeah, we do Naughty Talk on the phone. We do Dad Chronicles. You know,
We do it all.
we do it all. So, you know, we's like, why not just bring it back to the fans so y'all can get the full perspective of us? And we would love to start having some of our fans hopefully call into the show. We will be recording on Zoom as well,
For sure.
for video as well, audio on YouTube. We'll get those links and those pages out to y'all very soon. And hopefully we might have a co-guest coming on too. Might be a female's perspective, might not
Fingers
be.
crossed.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully, shout outs to Polly Nubian, you know.
Yes.
So hopefully we can get her on the show and some commitment from her. But yeah, this is Naughty Talk, man. We are back. We are definitely back. We're gonna be doing shows every Sunday, y'all. We're gonna try to get some more of them interviews in there. And we're gonna try to step it up a little bit more for y'all, man. We're gonna really try to step it up. You know what I'm saying? So once again, I appreciate everybody that was listening. Newcomers, we appreciate y'all. And we're gonna jump right into the show. I know y'all used to us starting with music. Today we wanted to just kind of start on an easier note since it's our first day back. And also it's so much stuff that's going on in America that is just nuts right now, yo. 2020 was supposed to be a lot of people's year. You know what I'm saying? I felt like this was my year. I was really excited to be starting a new college degree, supposed to be moving, and then
Coronavirus.
that thing just came in and smacked up a lot of future endeavors, man. And that put America, the whole world actually, on hold. Like, it just put us on hold, on quarantine. And then the unfortunate death of George Floyd. That just kind of, I think, just broke the camel's back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
It just lit the fire, you know, for a lot of built up pressure and just mental issues and just anger. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of the COVID-19, what you been doing during the quarantine life, man? How you been holding up in that?
Bro, playing the game, chilling. That's about all it is to do, man,
Yeah,
during this
I
time,
kind of already
bro.
knew your answer. I was like,
Yeah.
you ain't gonna say just playing a game because we both been on the
That's about
game.
all it is to do, man, with this COVID going on.
Word.
Obviously, my wife is a postal worker, so she's been having to go to work still as an essential worker. So really
Shout out
just
to the essential workers.
shout out to everybody.
Shout
So
out.
really just been chilling, man. Really just trying to get myself together, working on Unpopular Opinion. Trying to get stuff together for that show, getting right so I can put out some good content. But other than that, same old with the boy over here.
Yeah, oh yeah, little nephew, he ain't no joke.
No joke, bro. No joke.
Also, to all my listeners, if y'all hear my son in the background, probably tearing some shit up, I
Mind your business.
apologize.
Just
Uncle
mind your
says, "Mind your
business.
business." I say, "I apologize." You know what I'm saying? I am still a family man, and I ain't got the money yet to be setting up no soundproof studios, but we gonna keep it rolling, man, as well. Let me ask you this, bro. What has been the best part about quarantine life for you?
Honestly, bro, and this gonna sound kind of crazy, because it's more like a quarantine scare, but it came out to be probably one of the best things so far on quarantine was that, you know, my wife had got in contact with somebody that had tested positive for Corona, so she had to take her 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So she was home during that time. Then she got an extra week being home. And family that work for the post office, you know how taxing and how many hours they put in. So really, slave just work. Yeah, bro, it's slave work.
That's slave really work with is. A better check.
Yeah, with a better check. That's all it is that you don't really get to spend that a lot goes to Uncle Sam because you're working so much overtime. I remember my days at the post office, bro, it's 70 plus hours a week. Uh-huh. You know, that's with overtime. And it so really, bro, just having her here for those 3 weeks was really probably the best thing about quarantine, other than people losing their lives. Obviously, you know, El Paso, the deaths has stayed the same. We still at 78. We've been there. But there's been a total of 2,764 confirmed cases out here in El Paso. So
yeah, I've been seeing a lot of news breaks coming to my phone.
I think we had 60 more today or something like that.
Yeah, that past we had weekend. Even more deaths. So, I mean, I try not to stay up with the numbers. I mean, I try to block
it. Because they could be a bit misleading when you think about it. Because also, out of that 2,764 that's confirmed, 1,068 have recovered. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The number really ain't that big, and when you think about numbers, they're a lot of the times I tell people all the time, well, they're only giving you numbers of people that actually got that confirmed, or they're only telling you just about the deaths. You know, when we think about on the large scale, a lot of people have lost their lives, but that number is probably like at 0.01% of the people. You know,
but I mean, in my opinion, me personally, it's like almost anything that's probably due to something like cardiovascular disease. For those who don't know what cardiovascular disease is, that's kind of like the upper respiratory, your breathing. Okay. Anything that's like someone that comes in and maybe passes away from that, they just automatically throw it on Corona. And I don't know if they really have the stuff to fully diagnose this.
I don't think so either.
This virus, because I mean, me and my better half, we think that is man-made, you know, but I don't want to get too deep into that, you know.
Know what they did say, right? They did catch the guy that actually sold the virus to China.
No, I did not hear anything about that.
Yes. You know?
But my best thing about quarantine is I've been binge watching House of Cards, something that I've been waiting to watch for a very long time. If anybody has never watched House of Cards, it's basically about politics, politicians, but it's some backstabbing shit going on in House of Cards, all right? It's some real evil, dark shit going on. And just watching that, it really made me think, and I've already been kind of big on politics. I have to admit, I never voted, okay? You know, call me a hypocrite or call me whatever you want to call me. I never voted a day in my life because I have a different outlook on politics, even though I understand politics.
Same okay? here.
So I just look at politics as, in the beginning, Republican or Democrat. Republican or Democrat. It wasn't made for people that look like me in the first place. It wasn't built for us in the first place. It was only probably built for us to control us or to keep us in line or to keep us happy. But that's a whole nother conversation. But I think that the best thing for me about the quarantine was I got to binge watch a lot of shows. I have got to spend a lot of more time with my family. I have a very, you know, caring fiance. She lets me play the game. She let me go to the gym when they open back up. You know, she don't put a lot of pressure on me, and I try not to put as much pressure on her. I probably can step my game up a little bit more in that department.
We all can.
You know, that's another thing, but... I just think like the numbers, I try to stay away from at the end of the day because I just feel like that's just, you know, some bad voodoo and negative energy. But speaking of the COVID-19 numbers of deaths and positive cases, it's definitely going to rise now with rioting and the looting, and not even just that, but the protest alone. The whole, you know, I feel like a lot of people, when we started going through like phase one, going into phase two here in Texas, where we are, I know a lot of other states are not fully opened back up, but I just felt like a lot of people started feeling like COVID didn't exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we get to go back outside. I guess COVID, you know what I'm saying, jumped in the sea and they said peace. No, it hasn't. It has not left. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still here and it's still active. It's very active. And I understand the protesting. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, yes, it is necessary. The looting, it's not necessary. But, you know, when you put a bunch of people that's angry, there's no telling where it can go. You know what I'm saying?
I just have a problem with the looting, honestly, bro. You know, and I know a lot of rappers came out. Tory Lanez got into it with one of T.I. friends, she was on live.
That. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, she on live going crazy talking about that Gucci stole. Ain't did nothing, y'all. Bro, she
I see people talking about something, they ain't forget about that blackface shit.
Bro, ain't nobody forget about that. And Tory Lanez like shouted, like, there's more stuff going on to be talking about than the Gucci stole. And I can understand them. And I kind of can understand everybody position in this. Point. Because it's for me, when we peaceful protest, everybody had a problem with people protesting unlawful, you know, deaths. People dying without quote any unquote, weapons.
When we start taking a knee.
Black people, yeah, you know, when we peaceful protest that, you know, the injustice of our color. I hate saying black because we're not black. Like I hate saying the word, but I guess for conversation purposes, I'm gonna say black people. Right. When we peaceful protesting the injustice of black people, you know, minorities, there's an issue. When we riot and we loot, there's an issue. So they're gonna have an issue regardless. My only thing with the looting is, bro, the people that you say you care about, some of those people actually work in these stores. Now, it's already been hard enough for people already with the corona. People losing their job, people getting laid off, people getting furloughed. You know, they said like the unemployment went up, like a few hundred thousand people went on.
It's been the highest since the Great Depression. It actually went past the Great Depression
now. Exactly. So that's my thing with the looting, because you're hurting other people that need to go feed their families. Y'all don't care about Gucci and Louis. They got insurance policies. They're gonna recoup
Gucci
all that.
And Louis, they got like $1 million insurance policies that they're gonna get more money back than what the stuff you
than what they
stole.
Lost. Yeah, they
now
they
here's
don't
my
care.
Thing when it comes to looting. You know, don't hit the suburbs and the inner city spots, okay? Don't hit the small businesses that's already been affected from the coronavirus. Hit the big name stores. I was watching a video the other day where they hit Flight Club down there in LA, and my man's got the Marty McFlys. He got the
Pigeon Dunk.
They got all exclusives.
Yeah, they keep their exclusives.
Grills, Dunks, and overpriced Jordans that don't cost that much.
That don't cost $2,000 for a pair.
No, they don't cost
you
that
know,
much.
Concord
11s. Nobody's selling them for them crazy prices. Sometimes it makes me question Stock X and GOAT, but I'm still going to rock with them because my shit ain't fell apart yet. But, you know, they was hitting these stores up, and I'm like, honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was like, well, since they're selling all these sneakers, I hope the market goes down on some of these prices because I'm trying to cop me a couple of things. You feel me? But then I seen another video of my city back home in Chicago.
I was
going to
mention
city.
That, so I'm glad you seen that. I'm glad you said that.
Calumet City, they hit Shoe Carnival. And I was just like, why y'all hitting Shoe Carnival, bro? Like, it's already cheap stuff in there. Like, that's like stealing
from a lady.
Like,
you can just go buy that.
Yeah, that's like you stealing candy from a little child. Like, there's no point in that. They don't even have real Nike socks in there, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? The ones that say dry fit, bro. Like, They don't even sell real Timberlands. They sell them skinny Timberland joints with the pointy toe. Them shits look like elf.
With boots. The pine tree instead of the
right. Like y'all stealing out of Shoe Carnival, and this store was put there for, you know, single mothers or middle class families.
And that's what I have the problem with. A lot of money. Bro. That's what I have the problem with.
Material for their children, but still want to put them in something nice, or still put them in something that has the Nike
that looks, you know, yeah, authentic.
Like they can still go out and.
I've been one of them kids, bro. I've been one of them kids.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I didn't grow up off Jordans. I had Jordans as a little kid, but when I started getting a little older, my mother wouldn't buy me Jordans. I started buying myself Jordans.
Yeah,
so, you know, like, I had a problem with that. And then they hit River Oaks Mall, bro. They hit the River Oaks Mall. I'm like, golly, bro. Like, they just, and it's like it just triggered because it happened in one city.
It's happening. They're going to just do it somewhere just else. Like, just they because.
Like, they like, you know, skip it, bro. I'm
because my city doing the same thing. Tallahassee doing the same thing, bro. Like, and they, you know, and they want to use the depth of, you know, I'm gonna call you what you are. I don't, you know, people gonna say, you know, misgender representation. The girl that got shot in Tallahassee, you know, and they want to ride in Tallahassee. They want to do the same thing, and I'm with you, bro. Like. Hit all the big businesses. Hit all these businesses that don't really care about the people that you claim that you for.
Honestly,
if you're gonna do it, I don't really agree with doing it anyways. Because
I don't
because what do we
doing it either? And rioting, I mean,
what do we get out of it? What do we get out of it?
You're just bringing a lot of property value down, which some way in the long run, the man with the money is gonna figure out how to bring your.
But you know they, but you know our people, bro, in the hoods, they ain't thinking about that because
no,
nobody,
but
nobody teaches
really,
that, bro. When we're down there about property value and you know gentrification and all that other stuff, bro. We don't hear about that until we get out on our own. So them people still there, they don't care.
I think this is how they need to take a look at because most people that you're gonna hear from, like Killer Mike, I respect what he said. When he gave his speech in Atlanta, yeah. I don't even want to call it a speech. He just spoke on what was going on, a riot, and he was very upset that they was rioting in Atlanta because he felt like Atlanta has been behind the community, you know.
I'll tell you what they didn't hit in Atlanta, though. They ain't hit that Waffle House.
They ain't hit that Waffle House.
They ain't hit that Waffle House.
They got to get them All-Star.
They got to get them All-Star. They got to get them All-Star, bro.
Here's where you really can affect and make a change. But I don't think that people that look like me and you, not enough, there are some out there, but not enough, have the discipline to do this. And I say, stop spending your money where it don't need to be spent.
Yep.
Okay? And we've been through this part before when they were saying, like, we're going to boycott Gucci. But you got to boycott more than Gucci. You know what I'm saying?
But they
you
went right back to Gucci, though, bro. They went right back to Gucci.
Yeah.
Shawty crying on Instagram talking about, them Gucci ain't did nothing to y'all. Like, what do you mean Gucci ain't did nothing? Like,
she
would, have
I
you
think
forgot?
She just got caught up, her words got caught up in the moment because I think she was more emotional about seeing people that of our color just rioting.
That's my problem, bro.
It's looking like the 60s all over again.
That's my thing, because it's like, where do we get
that?
We got
to stop spending our money in places that don't matter. If that's the only way we're going to really be able to make a change, because
when the pockets start getting affected.
Yeah, they don't care about nothing but money or power. And sometimes the money brings them power. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. Some other people are going to say you got to go vote, put people in office. But my quick opinion on putting black folks in office is until we got as much as black people as they have white middle-aged men in office or even black women in office, then we're going to always be outvoted or.
But I think those same black people, quote unquote, black people that we're going to put in office are the same as the quote unquote white people that's in office. Meaning like
you could be the president and be a black man or woman, but you still are gonna have stuff that goes on behind the curtain.
Yeah, and we know the president really don't have no power for nothing. You know,
yeah,
we know the president really have
what kind of decisions you make, because there's so many big name companies and rich individuals that donate to campaigns and control oil and control gas and control maybe contract soldiers and whatever else they control, that is gonna affect a lot of decisions down the line for people. It just makes a lot of tough decisions.
So let me ask you this about the riots and the protests. Where did this go? What's the end game here? Like when you set out a goal to protest, okay, this is what we want.
The protesting is done.
This is what we want from this. What do we get from looting? That's my thing. Well, because
there's nothing that's gonna happen. Right now, to answer your question, the military's coming in now.
And that's really what they don't want.
National Guard.
That's what they really don't want, honestly. Because
we used to call them the nasty girls.
Yeah, the nasty girls. When the nasty girls come in,
because
now you know martial law is following probably, bro. If they're gonna have to get them involved, and this is my thing, you know, people talk about
martial law.
A lot of people don't care about that, bro, because they don't know.
They don't know what it means.
It's out of sight, out of mind. So they don't really. They just heard the word before, but they don't really realize what martial law really is. Yeah, like
y'all don't understand. Y'all don't want the military.
Yeah, you talking about you ain't got no rights now.
Come into your communities and start telling you how to move around.
Yeah,
your
policing you on every movement.
Because you ain't calling the police no more. Yeah. Ain't no calling the police for nobody. They ain't even got no control over that.
Yeah, they don't care because it's out of sight, out of mind, bro.
I don't give a damn how many of y'all clicked up. Think y'all hang out and drink beer and smoke tree together. And y'all might have a couple of blickies with some extendos on it.
It ain't happening.
I mean, I got some artillery too, but I can't go up against the military. All right? I ain't got a tank.
You ain't got enough firepower.
I ain't got a striker.
Yeah, you ain't got enough firepower. You ain't enough firepower. And my thing is, people talk about, oh, well, Black Wall Street, look what they did to Black Wall Street, so why should we care about their businesses? It ain't even about that, because what you have to think, we don't even stand together long enough to do anything. So, so looting them is going to cause what for us? Nothing but heartache.
I mean, at the end of the day, the looting is going to happen.
They have money after they bombed Black Wall Street.
Honestly, I think the looting is over.
Nah, bro, it's still going on. Well, I just seen a video about 3 minutes ago. I mean, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, but it's gonna come to a point where you can only hit so many stores until Trump brings in the nasty girls and put them, you know, everywhere.
What's the point of hitting shoe stores? I mean, you only got left shoes in there or right shoes. What's the point of hitting shoe stores?
Yeah, unless you can get to the back. I mean, a lot of them was getting to the back. You know, like they broke down the door.
Yeah, but by the time you go to the back and you get that shoe, how many people done already grabbed that one of them shoes already? Because they just grabbing everything already.
Well, I used to work in a shoe store. I used to work for Champs. It's going to be about anything that's on the floor that's being shown on the wall, yes, that box is in the back. So normally they have that box like set like right in its own stack. You know what I'm saying? It starts to stack. So if anybody was smart, they would know like, okay, let me go and get these stacks next to it. But I mean, at the end of the day, there's only so many shoes that you can steal. There's only so much material stuff that you can steal. But
I just think we're hurting ourselves more than helping with this looting. That's just my thing.
The biggest
thing
is you don't want the military to come into your town. Period. That's the last thing you want to have.
Because you holler about rights now.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna have no rights.
You holler about rights now. When they come in town, it ain't no rights.
And at this point, you know, curfews, you know, we just started getting our freedom back as far as being able to go outside freedom and, you know, they opening things up, you know, slowly but surely. But at this point, be prepared for another shutdown. That's what's going to happen, bro.
Yeah. People are dying from this. I seen a video, bro, with this. They tried to rob the FedEx truck, you know, in St. Louis. And the FedEx, you know, semi-truck driver, he started just driving because like any other human being, you got 50,000 people out there. You got people banging on your door, trying to open your door, standing on top of your truck. He just took off and he dragged somebody for probably about 2 or 3 miles, bro, like up underneath his semi-truck. And it's like, because you out there being stupid, you know, and somebody say, well, you know, we tried to stop this FedEx truck driver today. No, y'all tried to rob this man, and this man got to get home to his family. Like I don't get why are you trying to rob semi trucks on the freeway? Like this makes no sense. I seen it again in Minneapolis earlier today where they tried to rob a semi truck. Everybody's standing in the middle of the freaking freeway and they trying to rob this truck. Like literally, they got people hanging off this man's door, yanking it, kicking his front windshield open, throwing bikes at his window. Like, what do you expect these people to do? Like, I don't like, what is that doing? How is that helping? How is that helping bring any awareness to any situation?
The awareness is done. We can just stop saying awareness because that's done.
That's my point.
That's done.
How do we even get to looting though?
Well, that's just what happens, man. It just takes one bad apple to start a chain reaction. And when
from St. Louis to Atlanta person, to Chicago to Tallahassee,
yeah, it's just gonna happen. You know, what
bro,
I'm
it's weird. It's stupid because it's like, what are we doing, dog? Like, what are you doing? Making it harder for other people that's really trying to grind and help their families. Now I gotta wait to go back to work another month until they get the city rate.
Well, the most I can tell people is, get your educations, stay in school by all means, and try to put your grandchildren and their grandchildren in a better position because when you put yourself in a better position to make better money and to make better investments into your family, things like this virus and this shutdown won't hurt you as much. So I just wish everybody be safe out there. COVID is still very open. It's still very active. Make sure y'all washing your hands, sanitizing, washing your children's hands, and social distancing. Man, let me tell you something. One of the things that's really bothered me about social distancing is that people don't understand what the fuck social distancing is. All right. I've been in so many stores where I've given someone mad space, like more than 6 feet. I'm giving you
two or three lines.
I'm giving you about 20 feet, all right? And then I come up to the register, and I'm trying to pay for something. And then because maybe he or she that's controlling the register maybe messed up on something, you just walk right up behind me and just really cut me off and start talking to this person about they overcharge you for something. It's like, you know, I had to go off on a couple of people like, hey, can you back up, please? Can you do that?
Social distance is there's no such thing as that in
El Paso. Like, what is the point of you wearing a mask if you ride up on me? I don't know you. Okay. I'm not comfortable with you. I don't know how many times you watch the booty diggers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably none. So
back the hell up.
Probably none today. So, easily.
Give people their room, y'all. Like, give people their room, man. And y'all chill out there.
And
man,
even before this, I was giving people their space. I don't even like being up on people like
that. Yeah, I was already cool with social distance.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's like, bro, this right down my alley.
I don't like people like that.
Yeah, now y'all got to get people off me? Cool, because, boy.
I don't even like people like that.
Yeah, I don't like you being that close to me.
Speaking of your boy Tory Lanez, him and his, there's so many new rappers, man, that be out. I can't keep up with these. I feel like an old person. Right,
The time I do too, and I'm still in my 20s, which is crazy.
Yeah, I feel old, man, because I don't even know who OK Cyrus is.
Oh, but YK. Supposedly, YK Osiris.
Okay, YK Osiris. I got him as OK Cyrus. Uh-huh. OK Cyrus.
Yeah, that's what people be calling him sometimes too, though.
He was supposed to fight your boy Trippie Redd.
Uh-huh.
All right, and allegedly, this is what I read and what I heard. He was supposed to fight him, but it was canceled because Cyrus got in contact with DJ Academics and your boy 6ix9ine. And, you know, I guess he was like giving them the inside scoop on what was supposed to go down. Now, when I say a fight, ladies and gentlemen, they were supposed to put on some boxing gloves and kind of duke it out in a like.
It's the new thing. It's the new thing. Yeah. Every rapper now going to be a boxer.
Yeah, they all want to have brain damage when it's all said and done. Because they want to throw
unnecessary punches for what reason, I guess.
Right.
And all of them weak. That's the problem.
So the fight didn't happen because they claimed that they don't want to be in no conversation or anything that involves your boy 6ix9ine or DJ. I don't think it was more DJ Academics. I think it was more about 6ix9ine.
Yeah, for sure. So then, 'cause you know 6ix9ine and Trippie already had they
already had their beefs back in the past. Uh-huh. So then, okay, Cyrus ended up fighting Tory Lanez, a little one-on-one with the gloves, and video came out and surfaced, and Cyrus, he claims that he was actually creasing up your boy Lanez, but Lanez edited the video because he wanted to make it seem like that he was getting the best of Cyrus. So what do you think about these boxers meeting up anyway? I mean, not these boxers, I'm calling them boxers. What do you think about these rappers meeting up and throwing hands with the glove? I mean, we used to do that back in the hood.
Yeah, we used to slap box.
We couldn't afford two pair of gloves. We had one set of gloves.
And you just put on one glove.
We put on one glove.
One glove apiece.
Put our hand behind our back. And we was basically slapping each other with the glove, yo. So, but what do you think about rappers meeting up, throwing the one twos?
I don't know. I can respect it if these guys kind of had beef. A lot of the time, bro, like, these dudes can't even fight, bro. Like, we done seen Gunna on, putting up videos of him boxing. Trash. You know, we done seen other, other rappers as well, you know, put up videos and, you know, of them boxing. I guess it's cool. And I guess it bring back, like you said, childhood memories of, oh, let's just go shoot the hands real quick, you know? Shoot the ones, we're going to get it over with.
Yeah.
But
these dudes have platforms.
They have beef. And it's,
if you really want to make something of it, why don't y'all
put on for charity or something?
That's what I was getting at. Yep. Put on for charity of a summer. Put it towards the COVID-19 relief fund, or put it towards black scholarships or something, man. Like, I mean,
just to be doing it just because
I would probably sign up to watch this shit. You know what I'm saying? Honestly,
yeah, they throw about a three, four match
bout. I will wait until it already airs, and then I'm pretty sure it's going to be on
YouTube. Yeah, or something.
I don't know why I'm lying. I'm not going to sign up to watch it, but I will watch it sooner or later when it's free.
It's just, do something for the community instead of just,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, let's just go meet up just to go do a little trash ass boxing match for about 2 minutes because we both tired and we both probably smoked too much to even go for a round.
Did you see Little Uzi boxing match with it was some white boy?
Nah,
it was some you gotta go look that up. It was the funniest shit I ever seen, bro. Little Uzi basically was beating up this little some skinny white boy.
And you know he had Rich the Kid running, so
I heard something about that.
Seen the video.
Hold on. The funniest part about this video wasn't even the fighting. They took a break in between the fight, and I guess Uzi's nose ring was starting to come out, right? And he turned around and he said, "Hey, somebody push my nose ring back in." But this is what he said. He said, "Push it soft." I said, "What?"
Hey, you know Uzi got a little spice in him. Yeah. You know he got a little spice.
He said it so spicy, bro.
You know he got a little spice in him.
Something about extra spicy. Pushing it soft, yo. Like, whoa. Pause that, brother. Like, you got to pause that. Nah.
Yeah, you know he got a little spice.
I think it was on World Star.
This is what I want to see, bro. When it comes to boxing, I want to see these rappers that say they got beef. That, you know, it always amazed me how these rappers go anywhere in the world. Not just in this, you know, this country. Anywhere in the world they want to go. They got all this money, but they can never meet up to fight nobody. Y'all got this beef.
Some of the beefs go further than the rappers. It's not even the rappers. It's mostly, sometimes it's more of somebody in their entourage has beef.
But I'm talking
somebody
about the
else in another entourage.
Beef, like Sauce Walker, Young Thug. Sauce Walker, you know, he came out probably 3 weeks ago and told Young Thug, if you ain't ready to box, then I'm done with the beef. You know, so I'm talking about situations like that where we know rapper and rapper beef, and y'all just can't come up with a location to throw some hands or something. Like it's crazy to me, but I guess it's fun for these new rappers to come out and box each other.
Bro, most of these beefs is not even real, though. Like, I don't even though that kind of beef, I don't think it's really real.
Oh, I think it's real.
To be honest,
I think it's real.
I don't, bro.
Because a lot of people don't like Young Thug, so
I get it. But I still think at the end of the day, we got talented people like myself that spins this in a marketing way that is like, look, y'all might got some beef, but y'all really don't hate each other. So yeah, let's it ain't use no this hate. For our profit.
It ain't no hate. You know what I'm saying? It's only a few.
I'm getting
few
my
rappers.
MBA in marketing, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what I want to do. I want to take bad situations and make money off of it, so I can make a lot of money off of it. So
yeah, it's only a certain situation where certain rappers are actually they have real, real beef. It ain't really a lot of these rappers now. It's just, most of the time it just be misunderstandings or oh, you said this, bro, and I ain't like that. So you know, it's up when I see you, but yeah, not a lot of them really have real beef.
They saw pause. You know
most of them are for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Just, that's something we both definitely can agree on right there.
Have you? Did you catch any of the Last Dance documentaries?
I did.
Did you watch the whole thing? I personally watched the whole thing.
I did.
You did watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
So, what I took from that is that a lot of people was mad at Mike. You know, basically, he talked a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely did.
Talked a lot of shit. And I know a couple of people came out after the documentary had aired. You know, Gary Payton's had something to say.
Horace Grant.
Carl Malone has something to say. Horace Grant definitely has something to say.
Scottie Pippen.
Scotty had a little something to say, you know what I'm saying? But I think Scotty, at the end of the day, is still Mike. Like, he gives Mike his props. Like, he bigs him up a lot. But your boy Rip Hamilton came out and had a Jordan story about, I guess, he said when they were teammates, which I'm guessing it was when
play for the Wizards.
Jordan went to the Wizards.
Uh-huh.
And he said that another teammate was one day in practice was talking trash to Mike. And Mike got so upset that he wanted to like kick somebody off his
he
team.
He did
like,
kick him off. Practice. He did. He got him traded.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, do you think when Mike left Chicago that he retired again before he went to the Wizards? He took like a year or two off before he went to the Wizards. Do you think Michael Jordan going to the Wizards tarnished some of his legacy?
For me, yes, because I take in totality everything you do. For the people that love Mike,
me,
they don't even count the Wizards, you know. They don't even count.
I don't really count the Wizards because it was just good for me to see him again because we missed Mike, man. Mike was Chicago, bro.
No, like, I get it for sure. It's just for me and this would be a whole other conversation. This would be a whole other conversation because I can go on and on about this. But it just for me is for certain superstars we give passes to, and for others, LeBron James
might get a pass.
We don't give a pass to. Meaning, when LeBron James was 22, he took the trash ass Cleveland Cavaliers to the NBA Finals against the Spurs, prime Spurs, that is. And people talk about that. People make it as if that's a thing. Like it's a knock on his career for losing in the finals against three Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame coach. And not to mention they have
the only reason
Bruce
they talk
Bowen.
About it, bro, is because we got social media now. I'm pretty sure Mike will be scrutinized.
I'm not as sure.
I think he would have.
I'm not as sure. Maybe in 2020.
But you gotta also realize a lot of Mike fans like that are like younger than us. That are only Michael Jordan fans because they became Michael Jordan fans based on his sneakers and maybe a couple of highlights they've seen. They don't understand that Mike lost that many finals or playoff games,
yeah.
Before he actually got to a championship, unless they watched a documentary that just aired lately.
Yeah, he never
get more of an understanding.
He never even made it to a finals. You know, before Scottie Pippen got there. So that's what I'm saying. I think just for certain people, you know, like Mike, we talk about 6 years of a 15-year career. Kobe Bryant, we talk about 5 years of a 19-year career. But LeBron, we talk about a 17-year career. So I just think it depends on who we're talking about. For me, I count the Wizard years just like I count the Cleveland Cavaliers years. Like you did lose LeBron. I have to count that. You know, I'm not going to make it as big of a knock on you. But it has to count for something. You were playing the games. Like, Jordan, we know what Jordan was. You know, he obviously the Wizards Jordan wasn't Mike, you know, so, but it still has to count for something. He was still out there playing, you know, because he could have just stayed retired and all we would have known him for is Chicago Bulls. But I have to count the Wizards because he was out there playing. So for me, yes. For most people,
but even,
I would say
but
no.
Even if you do count the Wizards, he was still dropping buckets.
He was still dropping buckets. I think he still averaged like 21 or 23 a game.
Yeah, let's not get it messed up, people.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't trash. He
even
just
if
y'all
agreeing with Grant, they don't get it fucked up. My man was still getting buckets.
Yeah, Mike. Right? Mike was still the lead scorer on that team at 39.
Let's get it right. All right.
So I'm gonna put some respect on this game.
Let's not get a miscut screw. And he gave us them 16, which I still think is a great shoe. All right. So let's not get it messed up, yo. So your boy that owns Tesla, your boy Musk, I think he's a part of this SpaceX that he just sent some new cats out there into space,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yo, how dope would it be to be on a rocket ship, bro? Like, what would you do? What would you do in this rocket ship? You know what I'm saying? If you got a chance to go to a planet. Matter of fact, what planet would you want to go to if you got a chance to go to a planet? What planet would you want to go visit?
Probably, I don't even know. I would probably, one of the biggest ones, what is it, Jupiter? Jupiter, Saturn, one of the biggest planets.
Don't put me on a...
I don't know. it's one of them two, Jupiter or Saturn, the ones with the ring around it. I learned that from
Saturn.
School.
I think that's Saturn.
Yeah, one of them. I would probably want to go there or any other probably planet that have any Earth like. Because I did see the other day where they said that there's another planet like a few hundred million light years away that have human like civilization on it. So,
bro, how do you discover a planet that's a few million light years away?
Yeah, it's weird.
And no, hold on, and know that there's life on there. How do you come up with that unless you already knew that?
And I think they do. They, I because
that's what I'm
a
saying.
Lot of this stuff is too much of a coincidence. Because, like,
bro, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and
how do you know this?
And supposedly they know this from.
What satellite you got?
From receipts or satellite images from a rocket ship that landed over there. You know, that's how they supposedly got this,
bro.
Got this stuff. So, yeah.
I wonder who the Michael Jordan and the LeBron James is on that planet. Like, what if on that planet?
What Tom Brady
black
at?
People were in slavery and black people were the oppressors. What if it's like that over there, bro?
Hey,
that would be crazy, dog. Like, yo, I don't know, man.
Hey, I'm finna join SpaceX today, bro. I'm finna join.
You talking about the what's it called? The space army?
Yeah, SpaceX Aerospace Company. I'm trying to join them boys. Real quick.
You mess around and could join them cats. And
hey, bro,
they start
Elon Musk.
To secret services.
It's Elon Musk. So you know they got some high tech stuff.
Shit.
You know they got some high tech stuff.
Yeah, they got some.
You know they got
some
high. It's
there,
Elon
bro.
Musk. This man got us an electric car. So you know they got some probably like electric. Bro, imagine having an electric rocket ship. But
it was electric.
Well, I'm just saying because you know the Tesla is electric.
I was about to say, yo, what if,
so just imagine your shit dying.
What happens when the battery runs out, bro? They just fall out of the sky.
That's exactly what I'm saying, bro. Imagine your shit low power, mid, you know, you a million miles up in the sky and your shit just powered down real quick.
I mean, you can't even take a Tesla cross country yet unless you hit, because there's not that many.
It ain't
like,
that many
Tesla
stations,
charging
huh? Yeah.
Pulses. Yeah, I mean, it's coming, but it's not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Because the economy is still on gas, and gas and oil makes too much money. So I really don't think that's gonna ever go away anytime soon.
It's just too much money.
Too much money into it.
And they done bombed too many Middle East countries for that.
Exactly. They don't give a damn what this boy Musk is.
Yeah,
on.
they just gonna keep
you
bombing Middle East
electric
countries,
cars you
and
want.
They gonna keep it going.
They gonna leak this gas and oil ain't going nowhere.
Oh, and by the way, the name of the ship is it's a private company. It's called a Falcon 9.
The Falcon 9.
Falcon 9.
Okay.
And they took off from the Kennedy Space Center, which I actually, when I was little, story time here, when I was about 10 years old, we actually went to the Kennedy Space Center, being I'm from story Florida. We went to the Kennedy Space Center. They showed us rocket ships. We got to float up in the rocket ships and all that stuff with the gravity. It's actually pretty cool. So I can only imagine what Elon Musk did.
Oh, that's dope.
With all that money. Yeah, it was a field trip. They, you know, we spent the night because we were supposed to watch one of the rockets take off, but something happened that next day. So we stayed the night, slept on hard floors for nothing because we didn't even get to see the rockets. Blast
y'all
off.
Y'all ain't had no pallets? Y'all ain't Iggy? Y'all no blinking?
Sleeping bag on the hard floor. That's what we had. Some people slept inside like the spaceships and stuff. Like it was pretty cool, bro. Like they gave us a whole little tour of the Kennedy Space Center down there in Florida. So I can only imagine what Elon Musk did with his thing, bro.
I can only imagine what they're gonna find and not tell us.
That's true, you know too. Because you know they're only going to give us that's like, what they want. Wondering,
like, what y'all going to actually find that y'all not going to tell us? You feel me?
That's
and
true.
Then what's y'all real agenda for going up there? You dig? So, I mean, shout out to SpaceX, man. They doing big
I'm finna join, bro.
Yeah. I feel like Nike needs to make like a space. Actually, speaking of like some space type of shoes, you know what I'm saying? I was going to say, I wish Nike would make like, like, yeah, it'd been dope if Nike made them, like, some raw space suits or, like, space shoes. But we do a new segment now on Naughty Talk. It's Sunday, May 31st, 11:44, y'all. We got some new segments that we want to bring out. The first one is Hype on Sneaks. And the Hype on the Sneaks for this week is Jordan 13 Flints. I just feel like people went bananas for that shit. All right. Like them joints sold out real quick online. Like the bots took over online. I got actually story for y'all now. My boy, back in Chicago, shout out to DeMarco. He said he got up early, which you gotta, anybody that know they get the J's nowadays, you get up early. You know what I'm saying? Go shoot up to the mall or to the store that you grab your sneaks from and you jump in line. You know what I'm saying? So he was in line. He said he was like 3 to 4 people back. But the people, normally when you're in line, you talk to other people. You try to figure out, hey, yo, what size you getting? You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. Because you're trying to make sure you secure your size and that nobody, too many people in front of you is going to get your size. Me personally, I just go up there about 2 hours early than anybody else, and I just chill. You know what I'm saying? I throw Spectrum on my phone, and I just watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? And I got my little chair out there. I got me a little breakfast sandwich, some orange juice, and I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to deal with having to ask a bunch of people what size they're getting. I'd rather them have to ask me.
Yep.
But anyway, he was out there, and you know, he stood out there for like 3 hours. So now it comes around to the time for him to get his sneakers. And he says, some dude pulls up in a car with this older woman, or the older woman was already sitting in her car or something. I don't know. But this was a very elderly woman. I'm talking about Walker, elderly woman. All right. Kane Walker. Okay. She comes up to the front of the line, and I guess he said it was like some females that was in front of the line in front of him. And the females was like, you know, hey, let her go in, go ahead and go in first. Because apparently she told them that she was in there to get some shoes for her grandchildren. So you automatically think like, I guess they was thinking like, these is like some little kids. You know what I'm saying? This woman comes out with about 4 bags, bro. She ain't grabbed all the 10s, all the 10.5s, I think the 11s, and I think 1 9.5.
That's why you don't never let nobody go in front of you.
And I said, y'all let this woman hit you with the okie doke, bro. I said, that old ass woman is a reseller, bro.
Yeah, she finna go in there. Yeah, she finna go in there and make her easily about 3-4 bands.
So now he said this woman walked, and the first thing that really threw me off was, why did the person or whoever was running the store, the manager, why they let her buy that many shoes?
I was about to say, because they normally cap you. They normally cap you.
Yeah, it's like,
especially out here in El Paso, they almost don't want you to buy one big
size, and they might let a child size go, like a very low child size. Or if you know the person, like I know a couple of the workers that had different shoe stores, because I form relationships with them. You know, they'll, like, if I'm going to there to get me and my girl a pair of the J's, they're going to let me get my size in a 12, and they're going to let me get a 6 in boys for her. Uh-huh. You feel me? And sometimes, even if they don't, if they, like, somebody, you know, like, you got to wait. Because sometimes they'll, like, take my 12, go down the rest of the line, and they'll come back. And if they got a 6, they'll let me get it. Even if they don't, I can shoot upstairs to kids Foot Locker and still get her size. You feel me?
Ain't nobody waiting that much in the kids Foot Locker unless they got a small foot.
Kids Foot Locker, Cavs, they going in right in and out. And it's not even a line right there for that. Unless the resellers are hitting Kids Foot Locker too, which a lot of them are doing now because kid sizes are a lot in demand now, hence because of this damn documentary. That's the only thing I didn't like about the documentary. Motherfuckers that wasn't even on J's are now on J's. Like, have you seen the price of 14s? It's ridiculous. Like, motherfuckers didn't even rock 14s, bro. Nope. Now they want
them. I hardly ever seen
because
anybody.
It's the last shot.
Especially out here in El Paso, I hardly ever seen anybody out here rocking 14s. And if they do, it's
I think in like 2018 or 2017 when they came out with the Bread 14. Uh-huh. And they didn't instantly sell out. Like, I remember going into the mall and it was still a couple of pair. And I didn't even buy them because I was like, I'm not big on
14.
I wasn't ever big on like suede. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was the Bread 14. I think it was actually the Black Toe 14s. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. Either it was the Bread, because I think the Bread 14s are leather. But I just wasn't big into 14s anyway. Like, it wasn't a must-have for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like J's, but I don't go after all the J's just because.
Just because they J's.
Anyway, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the hype on the sneaks, though, the Flint 13s, they just came out last Saturday on...
Cizzolini had them.
Oh, yeah, shout out Cizzolini. Those weren't from yesterday. Those were the last drop.
Oh,
he got his still from the last drop.
Uh-huh, okay.
He just keep his joints clean, like me. Other hype on sneaks that's coming out, you got the Retro 6 Hairs. I don't want those. That's too much white. And I don't like the toe on them. That's suede. They hot. Don't get me wrong. Them joints is mad fire. But I'm not big on sixes, really. Anyway, I got a couple of pairs.
I'm not a six fan at
all. They always hurt my feet.
I would probably never buy a pair of sixes ever.
I like sixes, but as I got older and my feet got older, I don't like sixes no more. Okay.
I'm more of a Jordan 11. I like the 14s. Those are my three. 11s, those are my top three. 4, 11, and 14s.
Ones, 3s, 11s, and a couple of the 12s.
Now,
depending
ones,
on the colorway.
Now, ones have actually came. They slowly creeping up into my top three.
You gotta love the ones.
The
bro.
Ones like, are the ones are so comfortable.
Fire.
You know. But I'm with you. The 12s as well. I'm pretty much a fan of all the 12s. French blue 12s is probably my favorite pair of 12s. I don't really care what other.
I can't do nothing that got any 12s that has a white sole. I can't do them because on 12s it's too hard to clean them.
Well, because it's tough. That is that tough. I get it.
Blue games. The royal 12s. I grabbed those for me and my old lady. They got some black and gold University Gold 12s coming out in July.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get y'all the date.
The Masters, I wasn't really a fan when they dropped either. I don't really like it's too much black. I think for that kind of shoe, you need a little bit. You need something like the Flu Games. You need that extra color on there, or how the French Blue. You got to have that extra color. I ain't really like the Masters. They probably could have kept that one. Those.
I had the University Gold dates. Y'all bear with me. You said the Masters?
Yeah, the 12s, the Masters. I ain't really like those. They like basically that all solid black with just that one little white. And I ain't like the Masters. I ain't like the Masters. The taxis, the 12 taxis is dope. Basically, the Masters is
dope. But I don't like the white upper.
Yeah, the taxis are basically similar to the taxis, but just all black, basically, instead of that white in the front. just got that little white in the back. I ain't really like that.
The university goals are actually dropping July 18th. Those are going to be fired.
That's around my birthday.
My girl wants those. I'm going to get those. For the month of June, you got the Hairs coming out June 5th. I think those are going to sell out. They were supposed to come out with the Dark Mocha Air Jordan 1s, but I don't think we are going to get those maybe later on down the line because no real images have dropped yet. I know a lot of people was hype on those because they're kind of like the poor man Travis Scott's. The Jordan 3 Animal Instinct 2.0s. A lot of mixed feelings about those. I love them. I got the Animal Instinct 1.0s. My girl bought me the 2.0s for my birthday. They should be coming in from GOAT real soon. I'm definitely going to flex with those, you know what I'm saying, before they come out. You know what I'm saying? Major flex. Big shout out to my lady and GOAT app. I know a lot of people are looking around June 13th for the Air Jordan 5, the top threes. I'm not feeling those. Those will actually be really dope, but they killed me with the great tongue. Like, you could have just left that the grapes out. You could have did another.
That's one. That's why I didn't really like the Flints either. I didn't really like the Flints like that. I don't really do a
the
lot
Flints
of
Flints are dope, but I'm telling people right now, I got the He Got Games, and keeping that white on that sole, white is like, it's hard, bro. I mean, it's just too much, bro. Because the way the sole, it's got like these little small, like individual lines. And like, I can't really explain it. Anybody that owns a pair of 13s, if you look at your sole, it's like little itty bitty line designs through your sole. And like dirt just gets up in them and it's like they just tuck themselves in there and they don't want to budge. You know what I'm saying? It's real hard to clean them joints, yo. Like I clean my 12s and I haven't put them on in a long time because I'm just like, I would like to preserve these, you know what I'm saying? And make these boys, they still look crispy, but it's like, I don't like dirty shoes, bro. And I hate trying to clean my white.
What you
granted, the Animal Instinct does have a white sole, but them joints is fire. You know what I'm saying? I wish they would have put the gum sole on those like they did the 1.0s. What you was about to ask me, my guy?
What you think of the Travis Scott 10s, the Air Maxes, the Cactus Trails? I don't know. Have you seen them?
You talking about the 270s?
Yeah, the 270s.
Oh, hype. Hype.
I think they're pretty trash. I don't like any Yeezys. Hold on. I'm sorry. I take that back. I don't like that style shoe because it looks like the Yeezys. Although, obviously, Travis Scott, you know, he got his deal with Nike.
But the 270s, they look like Yeezys?
Yeah, I think they look like Yeezys. I think they kind of favor some of the Air Maxes, but I think they kind of, to me, look more like Yeezys to me than Air Maxes. And I'm an Air Max fan.
I don't think they look like Yeezys to me. You know what I'm saying? I have a couple of pair of Yeezys. Yeah, I got a couple of pair. I got some
Cinders. I think they look just like Yeezys. The front part.
And I got the Yeezys. I couldn't see how you see the front part, but I just feel like that shoe is hype. Anything you put Travis Scott name on is going to be hype. But they actually didn't do that. They're not, if you look at the resale price on them, it's not that high. You know what I'm saying? One, because I think it's a 270 Air Max silhouette. And two, it came out around the same time the Ben & Jerry's came out. Now, they still sold out. Don't get me wrong. They sold out.
They got no choice. Travis Scott.
The resale on them is not that high. They're only like around, there's still going to be a ridiculous number. They're only like around $650. But when I'm saying they're not that high, they're not that high for resale. For some Travis Scott Cactus Jacks, mm-hmm. You see,
yeah,
what I'm
Cactus Jacks
compared to the Dunks, his Dunks, his Jordan ones or his Jordan 4s.
The Jordan 4s, I like the 4s. I ain't really like the 1s. Yeah. The 1s are all right because so, I ain't really like the colorway.
If you want a pair of those 270s, you want to spend that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, $670 is still very high for some sneakers.
It's an ugly shoe to me.
Other Travis Scott's is not that high. Yeah, I just didn't like it.
It's an ugly shoe to me. Like I say, to me, the front makes it look like a Yeezy. I don't really like, I hate Yeezy shoes. If somebody bought them for me,
I'm rocking them.
Oh, if somebody bought them, I'm definitely going to rock them.
Actually, I'm not rocking them. I'm reselling them. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to resell them and I'm not going to tell that person.
No, I'm going to rock them.
I'm getting that brand.
I'm going to rock them.
And I'm going to go get me some that I really like. You say you like who?
Nah, I'm just saying it. I think these look like the Yeezys, and I never liked the Yeezys. Like I'm just not a fan.
Have you worn a pair of 350s yet?
No, I just don't like the way they look.
You need to put them on, bro. It's like walking on clouds.
Probably
bro.
So, but I
they are the most. I can never put them on my foot. Shoe.
I can never put them on my bro. Foot.
Bro, you just have to try them, my guy. I'm telling you. You will wait until you get older. You will respect some Yeezys on your feet. If when me and my old lady go like out to like take the baby to like, you know, have lunch, or we're gonna go do ice cream in the park or something, and we just like getting dressed up, not like the park, but like at the fountains, you know, uh-huh. Where they got like turf grass. I'm putting on Yeezys. I'm not putting on no mics. I'm putting straight Yeezys on because those are the most comfortable shoe for walking around and chasing little OG, bro.
I just can't do it. I don't like the style of the shoe. Now the 350s, the ones that you're talking about, you have the which is the ones you have the high yellow.
I rocked them at your crib the other day. I had the cinders on.
No, not those. The first ones that you got. I can't remember the exact name of them.
The Volt Green with the frozen yellows.
I like the style of those. Those are the 350s,
those are the
right?
350s.
The 350s. Okay.
Those are the 350s.
I figure. Okay. So I like the style of the 350s. I don't like the style of
the 380s.
Hold on. Let me get it for
there's
you
some
right
other
now.
Styles.
Like the 700s. Like the 700s.
Yeah, I don't rock with the 700s. Trash. I don't rock with the 380s. I think
to me the 700s kind of almost look like these 270s.
Basketball shoe.
Like the front, not the back part. But the front part to me kind of looked like the 270, and I don't really like that. I don't really like that feel to it. Like I think they matched up.
They look clunky.
I think they matched up.
They look clunky.
Yeah, and I don't like clunky.
I'm still on the fence about those what they're called, those Yeezys that he came out with. I'm looking for them right now. What was them joints called, yo? It was like the first one he came out with was called the Mist. Here they go. The 380. Oh yeah, the 380s. I'm still on the fence about the 380s. The first ones that he came out with, the Mist, those are the second ones. He came out with the Space Aliens or some shit like that. It was called Space Aliens or something. I'm still a little bit on the fence about those. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't seen them in person. I watched some reviews on YouTube with them, but I don't know. I probably still won't never buy a pair. Man, I probably still will never buy a pair.
I would probably never buy me a pair of Yeezys with my money. Somebody else want to send me a gift. I'm taking gifts for sure.
I'm not cool with all the colorways. There's only certain colorways that I rock with the Yeezys. Once again, I gotta have like a dark sole where it's easier to clean, because most of the white soles on the Yeezys, they become yellow or they just hard to clean. You know what I'm saying?
Start looking like you've been on the baseball field.
These Zions that's coming out June 13th. I don't rock with those, but you know what I'm saying? I think the hottest next Jordan that's supposed to drop, of course, is the Animal Instinct 2.0s. That's dropping June 6th. And I think after that, it's going to be a little while, but it's going to be towards the end of June when those Gym Red 14s drop. Those joints is hot. Them Gym Red 14s is hot.
For sure.
But a sneaker that everybody is sleep on, and I really don't even want to put y'all onto these joints, but I got to speak on them. The Nike Space Hippie Trash Transform. I had totally forgot about speaking on this because we had came off of SpaceX and we was doing hype on sneaks. And, yo, if y'all haven't heard about these sneakers yet, Nike is doing something where they took a lot of the recyclable materials, actual trash, used rubber, you name it. It's a whole little video on YouTube. Go look up these joints, yo. LeBron rocked the version 03s in February to a pregame warm-up. Raw. Just them joints was sick. I didn't even know what they were when I seen them, when he had them on. I just saw them and it was like, yo, them joints is dope. Like, I thought it was like a designer shoe, to be honest with you. I thought it was some designer shit that I would never see a day of my life. You know what I'm saying? But they were actually the Nike Space Hippies. And they have three different versions. They got the 01s. No, four different versions. I'm sorry. They got the Nike Space 01s, the 02s, the 03s, and the 04s. The 03s is probably going to be the best selling one. It's the high top. You guys got to go check it out. I can't really explain it to you. The joints is just crazy. I'm trying to get my hands on them right now. Right now on reselling market, they're $745. I'm almost guaranteeing that that number is high because of the hype that they're trying to generate around these sneakers. But it, because it's a new Nike tech, that like a new performance tech that Nike has created, they're going to sell out. So you got the high cut, you got the mids, and then you got the low cut. And then in the 04s, which is the low cut, you got two different colors. You got the gray, the crimson gray, like everything else is like around crimson gray with like a red Nike check. The their sole, which is like made out of like a bunch of different materials. And then in the 04, you have once again the crimson with the red Nike check. And then you got a Volt. So it's kind of a darker gray with a Volt Nike check. Joints is fire, yo, like mad fire. I don't care. I'm getting my hands on a pair of the Mode 3.
They look like space boots.
They look like space boots. They're only 180 retail. Once again, just like when it comes to sneakers, for y'all that's new into sneakers, y'all have to understand the market of certain sneakers and how these sneaker companies do things. The Animal Instincts 1.0s sat on shelves for quite a while. They came out back in December 2019, right after the breads had dropped. Everybody was waiting on those breads, the 11 breads, okay? Everybody was waiting on those 11 breads. They sold out real quick. Then right after that came out, that's when they dropped the Animal Instinct 1.0s. I grabbed them joints because I was feeling them. But I was so surprised that they sat on shelves and they still had sizes online for so long. If that documentary would have came out before those had dropped, they would have sold out instantly just because of the hype around them. Okay, so when the 2.0s were ready to come out, you still had people that were like, I don't like the snake and the ostrich, and I don't like the green tab in the back. I mean, the yellow tab in the back. I don't like this. I don't like that. But people, it's still enough hype around them that they're going to sell. So when they first hit the resale market, they are regular price because they're SC, they're 225. On resale, they were 500 like a couple of months ago, and then they sold out, right? So normally when you see a sneaker like in the 500s and you know that the retail is around 225, you can kind of subtract about $100 away from that before they even drop. So GOAT sold out in them. It got more in stock. When they got more in stock, they was like 325. I went in and snagged them, you know what I'm saying? Because mostly SEs like that are not going to be in stores where we live. We talk
not
about
out here
like
in El Paso.
Florida, right. Chicago, New York, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Houston or Dallas, places like that, big cities. They normally don't get SE special editions in certain stores. And you're not even going to get them in every store in your city. You got to like have like, they got to be like a flight club or something like that. You know what I'm saying? A premium store that sells premium shoes or grails, you know what I'm saying? So I think the Animal Instinct 2.0s are going to do real good. I think those are going to sell out online. Just because of the hype of the documentary, the Gym Reds are going to sell out. And I think the Air Jordan 5 Retro top threes, they're going to sell out. And I think they're going to have a good resale market price maybe towards the end of the year. So
those Animal Instincts are dope though. Those threes that coming out.
This is a fire.
I'm looking at the shoe right now, and I hate threes. It's not that I hate threes, but I love just threes. I would rather the four, because for me, although I think, you know, obviously
I like fours too.
Three and four, I think the threes are a knockoff four, but
the threes can't be a knockoff four because the threes came out first.
That's why
fours are a knockoff three.
That's why I said, although it came first, I just feel like it's a knockoff because I feel like they took what they did on the threes and they made the fours. To me, I think they made them a little bit better. So I'm more of a four person, but these Animal Instinct 3s are, bro, these, it's
fire. Fire. Mine should be coming in like sometime this week.
It's,
I got a
it's
whole fifth
sure
row. With them shits
I can't
fire,
even lie. Bro. They raw.
They come with the yellow laces and I think
the black.
I mean, they come with the yellow. No, the black is the wax lace that already is in the shit.
Yeah,
they come with yellow laces and they come with the red laces. Fire. You know what I'm saying? Straight fuego. You know what I'm saying?
That's
But the Nike Space Hippies, I don't care about the gym reds. I don't care about them top three, fives. Let me get my hands on them Nike Space Hippie 03 trash transform. I got to get them. I just got to have them, bro. All right. I think if I grab those, I probably will chill on grabbing some more sneaks for the rest of the year until those so-called satin snake ones is supposed to come out, and I think those are only gonna come out in female sizes. But
wish
Nike,
they do a lot or smart, grade school.
Yeah, if they smart, they need to get them joints in men's sizes because them joints is straight for Wago too, and those are looking supposed to be dropping in like August 15th. So we got a little while for them. I got to get my hands on the University Golds. My old lady want those too. And I'm really hoping that they do the Bloodline 2.0s in July 11th, too. So it's looking like a good year for sneakers. We're going to definitely keep y'all updated with hype on sneaks, man. I'm a big sneakerhead. I can talk sneakers all day. This whole show could be just about sneakers if you want it. You know what I'm saying? So, artist of the week. Who's your artist of the week, Hefe?
I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
Uh-huh.
I actually
be honest with you. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Oh no, you know I never do that. I didn't even look up an artist of the week because I forgot that we do underground artists of the week on Sundays.
Right.
I had my days mixed up and I looked up tweak of the week. I looked up everything else. I forgot to do our underground artist of the week.
Well, since Hefe didn't do his due diligence, and he don't have one. I have one, going by the name of Panama Jane. She's fire, yo. Like, I like her. She's kind of like, I want to say like, how do I explain it? She's kind of like, her look is kind of like gothic, you know what I'm saying? But, and it'll throw you off when you first look at her, because you're like, yo, shorty just promoting sex, titties, and like, you know, some freaky shit. But when you hear her rap, bro, she's fire, bro. Like straight bars. She's nice. I came across her because of I followed this other rapper that's well known out of El Paso, Texas, named Crystal Poppin. And she just did a single with her, with Panama Jane. And what's the single called? The single is called Big Timers. So I listened to that and I was like, yo, this is pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Crystal Poppin made a couple of songs that before Big Timers, some of her songs was fire, and then some of them was like, eh, you could have threw that to the back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to get too much into her management and stuff like that because I don't know nothing about it, but I just feel like sometimes her management dropped the ball with certain singles that they came out with her that I wasn't feeling. But anyway, I was listening to it because I was supporting Crystal Poppin, so I was like, okay, she got a new single. Let me check it out. Her Panama Jane on there. Looked up Panama Jane's Instagram. Seen that she has some other albums. Like, she's been doing this for a nice little minute. She actually has a big fan base, too, and a big black fan base. So it's a lot of black people that's behind her. You know what I'm saying? Because I think she's like, she looks like she's Asian, bro, to be honest with you. But, City's fire. CD's fire. Like,
I could have
been rocking the Juku tape, the Hibachi 1, Hibachi 2. Yo, she's fire, bro. So y'all,
I could have actually gave a underground artist. I just don't want to halfway do stuff.
Okay.
Because I know a bunch I know a bunch of underground artists, but I wanted to shed light on other people that probably don't get that platform or people that, you know, kind of like what you just said right now, but I could have threw a few underground artists out there, but we'll say that for next Sunday for sure.
Well, that's their loss. I guess they ain't getting no shout outs today.
No shout out today. Not on Hefe's watch.
Music, Which one was your favorite quarantine battle?
You know, we talked about this the other day, and I had said for me, I thought T-Pain and Lil Jon had for sure was the best versus battle. And I guess more because that was literally right in the middle of I guess my music
era.
Yeah, you know,
younger age.
Yeah, when like, I was not too young, but not too old either. I was right in that age where music was really popping back then. And obviously, being from Tallahassee, T-Pain, Tallahassee. My stayed on Ridge Road. My mom used to stay right off Ridge Road. I've been to T-Pain house when I was younger. I've done all that. But I thought that was the best for me because the music that they were throwing out, every song is like, dang, I remember that. Like, dang, I forgot about that. Like, dang.
You know what? I probably would have went with some other big names, battles that they had. You got the Timberland against, I think it was Swizz Beatz. You had the Scott Storch against Manny Fresh. I'm sorry, Manny. I love you, but
Boy Straight got obliterated.
Yeah. that was a 4-0 sweep. But I think to me, the best one was between Ne-Yo and Jonta Austin. I didn't even know who this guy Jonta Austin was. Like when I saw this battle on YouTube, I was like, who is this dude? Like he has like in my mind, I was just like, he must be a producer. You know what I'm saying? So that's what made me more intrigued because I'm like, for me not to know him and be so much into the music game as well, I want to see like what he actually produced. And come to find out, this dude not only produced but also wrote for so many people. And I'm talking about like early 2000, late 90s hits, Mariah Carey hits, Beyonce hits, Mario hits. I mean, you name it. This dude wrote so many hits, and I was just like, even Genuine hits. I was like, yo, I didn't know he wrote this shit. Like, who is this dude?
It's crazy because in music, bro, man, you really never know the people behind the music. You know,
Jennifer Hudson, bro. Like this dude.
Yeah, we only really see the people on the stage getting the plaques, you know, getting all the recognition and all that, but. It'd be so many people in the background that does so much, that does so many things for these big artists that we love.
I didn't know Ne-Yo wrote so many tracks. Like, you know,
I've heard about Ne-Yo writing a lot of songs for a lot of people.
I didn't know exactly which ones that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
The exact ones.
Maybe I didn't remember. Like, I'm like, yo, I didn't know he wrote that for her. I didn't know he wrote that for him. But this dude, Jonta Austin, if y'all ever get a chance, if y'all don't know who this guy is, if you didn't see that battle, go watch that battle, yo. It's probably, to me, it's the best battle that happened because it just was so informative. Like you, and they had two parts of the battle and they was just dropping blows on each other, pause, but they was dropping major hits on each other. It was crazy. I watched the whole thing. It probably took up like 3 hours of my day. I didn't care. I sat right in my chair and watched the whole damn thing, man. That was my battle of quarantine day. We had some good things that came out of quarantine.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. I mean, all the Instagram lives, Tory Lanez quarantine radio, bro. Like it was going up this quarantine for sure.
It was definitely going up. So we're gonna always end our segments now with tweak of the week. Tweak of the week. All my Chicago people know what we mean or what I mean when I say you tweaking. All right, so. Faye, I'm gonna let you start it off with the tweak of the week. Who's your tweak of the week?
Unlike underground artists of the week, I did my homework here for sure. And tweak of the week.
A lot of people tweaking.
Yeah, a lot of people tweaking, bro. Tweaking. So I had a lot of juice from, but I'm gonna go with Hal Marks or Hal Marks, however you say his name, Hal Marx, who is the mayor of Mississippi, Peetle, Mississippi. He, after obviously we all know what happened with George Floyd, got killed. So he came out and said, and this was his exact tweets, if you can say you can't breathe, you're breathing. That's what he wrote. And bro, like, it's I don't know where we get this thing from that you say you can't breathe. People that lose their breath, you know, that falls on a ball or get the wind knocked out of them.
The last words that matter.
Bro, they can't breathe, but they can still say something. So, right. So to say
until
that
they can't breathe, yeah, no bro. More.
So to say that, oh, if you can say you can't breathe, that means you can breathe. Like, bro, that's so idiotic. And of course, it had to be from Mississippi. I'm from Florida. Anytime I travel from Texas to Florida, I don't even stop in Mississippi. I make sure I'm gassed up. I make sure I'm gassed up. I make sure everything is good so I can go straight through Mississippi. And anybody that's from the South know the exact reason why. And anybody from the South know that this guy, the reason why he said what he said. We know people in Mississippi, they don't like black people. Now, the mayor did come out and say that he will not resign because the people chose him. They elected him, and he will be in that seat until July 1st of 2021. So that's my tweak of the week.
Tweak, my sir, mayor of Mississippi, you are tweaking.
Definitely tweaking. Definitely tweaking, bro.
My tweak of the week has to go to to your boy, man. Your boy Trump, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, 45.
My man comes out and says on Twitter, when you start looting, that's when you start shooting. Bruh. When did you know he got so no chill. Gangster, dog? Like, you are tweaking, bro. You don't say that. Like, dog, you don't encourage these motherfuckers that actually be
that's already
some of the idiots. Yeah, some of the idiots that are really listening to you, they like, oh, they looting, we about to start shooting. Like, this ain't the Wild Wild West, man. Like, bro, I couldn't believe he says some of the shit he says. Really, I just be like, most presidents, I'm pretty sure all presidents that we had, they have a staff, and they have a house speaker, they have people that
publicists,
a consultant, yeah. You know, it's like, they need somebody standing over this nigga's shoulder. I'm sorry.
But you know they
need somebody standing over this dude's shoulder.
But you know they can't. At all times. Because they always get fired. Every time they say something to him, he fire him.
Bruh. You can't come out and say, once they start looting, we start shooting. That's almost like telling the military, well, we got our, you know, we got our rules of engagement. You heard the president.
Yeah, they loot, we shoot.
We you loot, we shoot. We bust some brain and shit.
Got the card for the party.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no party. It's just gonna be a broken bottle of Bacardi.
I don't know.
But
what?
I got two actually tweaks of the week. I normally probably would just come with one, but I got two tweaks of the week. My second tweak, I'm sorry. I don't care what y'all say, is going to all of you young gents and ladies out there that is doing this looting and burning shit down. Y'all are tweaking. Y'all gotta chill out. All right. Once again, I can't stress this enough. Y'all do not want the military coming into y'all towns. When that military hit the ground, boots on ground, it's on. It's on and popping. And let me tell you something about the National Guard, the nasty girls. They don't really see no full active action. Like,
and they ain't fully trained like at the duty people.
They got basic training. That's about it. And then they go to training, I think.
I know, bro.
Once a weekend or something like that.
Yeah, once a month. One weekend and out when the they month. Come and in, then 2 weekends out the summer. National Guards, like that.
When they came in, they was like fixing on vehicles, making sure the drip pans was dressed right, okay? Maybe cleaning up. Like, they not really doing like full action.
Yeah, when they go to drill, they don't even do that.
When me and Drip, I mean, when me and Graham was in the Army, you know, we were attached to
infantry units. Uh-huh.
But we weren't doing infantry training like that. The most infantry training that we had was during basic training, AIT, and because me and him was fortunate to go to numerous AITs because we was put in great positions, we got a lot of training out of that. We mostly probably got the best training, I think, was in Fort Benning because we were in infantry units.
For sure.
That's where infantry goes to. So they taught us a lot of stuff that I don't think a lot of other people that went to basic training didn't learn. You know what I'm saying? So with the National Guard, they sitting around bored all day. So as soon as they get some action, they with it.
Because they regular people. Because they regular people. They just regular people. Although they soldiers.
How many times they probably go to the shooting range?
Probably once a year for sure. I know my boy, he's in the National Guard.
Once or twice a year. And that's just to qualify.
That's just to qualify.
You got to have your qualifier on your paper.
Just to stay current. Just to stay current.
Yeah, it's got
to
stay current. You know what I'm saying? Versus they was making us go to the damn fields all kind of times.
Every quarter, damn near. Sometimes twice a month, so, depending.
What I'm trying to tell y'all, man, is National Guard, the Nasty Girls, they trigger happy, bro. They are trigger happy, okay?
And they have specific orders when they come.
Bro.
They going to have specific orders. I like that tweak of the week, bro, because it's like part of me likes all of this looting because it's like, well, now we're getting attention.
You coming up. I'm not mad.
Yeah,
at
I'm
that.
Not mad at that. And then, you know.
I'm not mad at my man's that got the Marty McFly and all those dunks.
Nobody ever heard us before this. Nobody hear us until you start reacting out of character. And then that's when everybody, exactly. Then that's when everybody want to, oh, man, dang, this is happening. So part of me agrees with it. But then the other part of me that's logical think, bro, like, what are we doing? Like, what is this for? Like, what's the end game? You know, like I said earlier, you got your fellow black brothers and sisters that probably have to go to some of these businesses that now y'all done burned down 27 buildings. Like, does that make sense to you guys? Burn down the police station. I don't care about none of that.
Yeah, burn that shit
but
down.
But there's a rapper, bro. I meant to say this earlier when we were talking about it. There's a rapper. I think he's based out of Sacramento, where they burned down his business, bro. And it's like, and from everything that I read, a lot of these people were saying that this guy is really active in the community. So it's like, y'all done burned down this man's store for what, bro? Like, for what? When this man done worked hard for that. What are y'all burning out his store for? What did he do to y'all? Like, explain
they
that to me.
They probably know it was his, though. I mean, who knows? They probably did. They probably did it.
Oh, the rapper name is King Deezy. I don't know if you heard of him.
No, I haven't.
But he has a shoe store out in Sacramento, California. And, bro, they went in there. He got clothes and stuff in there. And they went and stole all this man's stuff. And it's like, what's the point? So is this looting?
Well, hopefully
just
that man has insurance. Yes. I hope he has it.
So is this looting just of businesses of white people that y'all claim this was about, or is this just my chance to come up?
It's a chance to come up. I mean, we know what it is. There's no sugarcoating that. We definitely knew what it was when we saw it.
Yeah,
I knew what it was.
True. I mean, it's just stupid. Tweak of the week for sure. Y'all boys tweaking,
yeah, definitely
bro.
Tweak of the week. Y'all tweaking, bro. My guy. Y'all gotta stop.
Y'all
tweaking.
Even in North Carolina, bro, they gathered at the slave auction house in North Carolina to protest.
Uh-huh.
Bro, like I don't really understand this stuff, bro. Like,
I don't know, bro. Any final thoughts, man? We gonna wrap this up, y'all. This has been actually a nice, long, good conversation, man.
For sure,
bring it back. Any final thoughts, man?
It's actually glad to be back, bro. This is definitely a good icebreaker to come back on. Glad that we got this episode in. I'm just ready for next week already.
Yeah, next year is going to be the shit. This is my birthday month. Today makes June 1st. I'm super excited. It's my B-Day. I'm actually moving at the end of this month to Florida. That's going to be a nice little haul from Texas to Florida. I can't wait, man. So this is a great month, man. I'm just geeked up. So my last thoughts would be if anybody's still out there protesting or rioting or looting or even if you just walking around with a camera, just being in the mix, you know, be safe, man, and try to stay away from people, man. And those that are not, that's at home, hopefully y'all are armed yourselves and y'all got y'all magazines booted up and ready, because these folks might spill that shit into some communities that might involve your house and your home. So I'm a big firm believer in bearing arms and protecting yours and your family. And
definitely amendment right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody fuck y'all shit up, man. And hopefully everybody that tune in today, hopefully y'all tune in for next Sunday's show. We're gonna be right back with it. Same time, which I don't know what time it is, whatever time we post this shit. It's probably gonna be posting on a Monday.
For sure.
But Y'all, we gonna be there. We gonna have some
for just
y'all.
Make sure you're there. That's the only thing that matters. Just make sure you're there.
Tell your friend. And shit, let us know, because we're gonna also be, remember, we're also gonna be doing Zoom, where we're gonna have visuals, so y'all can actually see us in the mix. If y'all want to call in, man, if y'all up around this time, definitely call in. I don't care if you're an average Joe, if you nobody, or nobody really important doing something out here. If you just want to chop it up with us, we welcome anybody, any kind of different opinions or different talk. If you don't like something we said, bring it to the show. We'd rather talk about it on the show than talk about it through some text messages and shit like that. Because Grant like arguing with people on Instagram. Most he definitely. Always get banned on Instagram.
Most definitely. Most definitely. For sure.
You don't need it. Bro, you need about like 6 burners.
Hey, I just got banned again the other day on Twitter. Speaking of that, for 7 days. I got 2 more days left for my 7-day ban.
Bro,
I'm always.
You are nuts.
Always, bro. This one is probably my most deserve one, and I'm happy about it. I've already had to create a new Twitter because my other one got completely shut down.
And this I'm guy gets banned on more accounts than I can count on both hands.
And I'm like, already on a 7-day ban on my new Twitter, so that means I already went through a 24-hour and all that other stuff already. So,
but and I'm the type of guy that if I'm playing like on the game on 2K or something, and somebody sends me a message, I don't care what you send me. Like, if you send me like you're trash, I'm reporting you right on top because I know I get the last laugh. I get the last laugh because as soon as I report it, you're banned. You have no communication at all, even with your friends.
This one was to Jason Whitlock, and they banned me. Twitter banned me real, real quick this time, boy.
Oh, that guy, like, he pissed a lot of people off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I sent a regular tweet to Jason Whitlock. And, bro, like, within, like, 10 seconds, I'm going to – it's probably even less. I'm just giving myself 10 seconds. Within 10 seconds. No, I just asked him, is he done cooning for the white man? You know, because every time LeBron says something about any social issues, he gets
he,
on.
Oh, I was about to say, he stay on
LeBron. Yeah, bro. Like last time when I forgot whatever happened and LeBron, you know, came out and he was like, we can't even go outside. And he goes all out. Knowing LeBron, obviously not talking about he can't go outside, but he's talking about the whole ethnic group, the whole nationality as a whole, you know, right. For the most part, black people can't go outside. And he always want to go off on LeBron about some coon shit. And I'm like, bro, like, are you done cooning? And bro, as soon as I sent that tweet, literally, bro, I'm going to say 10 seconds, but it had to be about 5. They banned me just that quick. They
wouldn't have to be careful on Twitter now because actually when Trump made that comment about when they started looting, that's when they start shooting. Twitter had jumped on him, and then Twitter got a lot of backlash from the government and different, like CNN, MSNBC.
Oh, the news media outlets.
Yeah, because they was like, well, you know, y'all are taking more of a biased approach because obviously y'all probably don't like him, but what about all the other content that's posted every day on y'all platform, but y'all supposed to be an open.
Yeah, they banned me quick. 7 days. I got another.
So you gotta be a little careful right now on Twitter because they trying to do their due diligence with everybody else until the shit blows over. But
yeah, that's how I got banned.
Grant needs a burner account. He needs a couple.
I definitely need a burner account.
you be bugging, yo. But once again, man, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Naughty Talk. I'm your boy, Sapien the Goat.
Grant Hefe.
And this is Nation Advanced Technique Intelligence. Please.